Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much
hello.
For calling. Thank you. Hold on, Dr. Wendy. Thank you, listeners, for calling in once again. Let's create a better world. We're doing more on healthy aging, body, mind, spirit. I'm Bobby Elias. Our guest today will come on in a few minutes, Dr. Wendy Trainer. I'll introduce her in a second, but I want to make a couple announcements. First of all, there is a big health show coming on this weekend in Los Angeles, and then coming in September in Baltimore, Maryland. It's a trade show. Not easy to get to unless you have some people that work at a health store, or you have a retail, something to do with health. The one is this weekend. It's going to be the next 3 days, March 11th, 12th, 13th, Anaheim Convention Center. It's called Natural Products Expo West. And the one in Baltimore or Maryland will be September 22nd, 23rd, 24th at the Baltimore Convention Center. We're going to talk about that come September ahead of time and introduce you to somebody that's going to be at the convention or more information, because here's the good news. Health is growing. The report came out of the show last year, and I was there to listen to it by people that put together statistics and information. The show, or I should say health, natural products or health business, health sales, health retail, doubled from 2012 to 2015. That's 3 years, doubled. How many businesses do you know double in a short time like that? So if you're doing stocks, that's a good place to put your money. It's going to grow more and more and more. I'm telling you, on this show, we talk about creating a better world. We have answers to many of the solutions and many of the problems of genetically engineered foods, climate change, global warming, and the horrible, horrible things that are on our phones and electromagnet fields. So all of our other wireless equipment. Therefore, but on this show we're doing now, we're doing a little more on happiness, your mind, your body, your health, how you, the things you eat, what you shouldn't eat, the diet, supplements, juicing, and we talk about thinking with Dr. Wendy today. We're going to talk about love, happiness, forgiveness, and other things. And then we also talk about exercise, yoga, tai chi, swimming, running, walking, power walking. We talk about them all. Believe it or not, I do 90% of all these things I just mentioned. I'm really into health. I mean, I feel so good. I feel like $1 million, energy coming out of my everywhere. All right, let's get to our show. One more announcement. At the end, I will announce some people coming on the next few weeks. We're going to talk about hypnotism. We're going to talk about animals, veganism, and love by one of the most popular guests we've ever had, Ellie Sachs of the Gentle Barn. It's a recluse that takes in animals, and she treats these animals better than I've seen anybody treat human beings. And we're going to talk about a lot of things. She also has a lot of things to say about what's wrong in the country for animals, for food, for a lot of things. That's going to be on the 24th, I should say the 26th of the month of March. Then we're going to have Sonia Grace. She is going to be on the week after, on April 2nd, and that'll be all about, in answer to a number of people that are saying that all this doom, all these horrible things going to happen, like a big depression, and the value of all the money is going to go down to hell, and we're going to have disasters everywhere. We agree that there'll be some of that, but we're going to give you reasons why it won't be as bad as we're told, okay? And that's going to be on April 2nd with Sonia Grace and myself. I am Bobby Elias, and let's get to our show. We've got a great, great guest, one of my favorites. I love her. She loves me. We talk about that all the time, and we're going to talk about love today on the show. It's Dr. Wendy Trainer. She is a scholar. She is a... Read my notes here, Dr. Wendy. Help, bear with me. She's a... where is my notes on that? God darn it. She does stress. She does spirit and a lot of things. So I'll let you explain that more, Dr. Wendy. Let's say hello to our listeners, Dr. Wendy.
Oh, my gosh. Bobby, I'm so excited and delighted to be here. And I'm so happy we've all our listeners to join us. And we have so much for you today. We're so excited you're here. Thank you for giving us your ear. You won't regret it.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, I want to introduce you. I would like you to start by telling our listeners how you got into this work that you do, happiness, you're a happiness coach as well as many other things. And then the words I was missing, tell us a little more about your title and your work. But first, how you got into it.
Sure thing. So thank you, Bobby. I call myself a happiness expert and a teacher of love and self-love. And as you know, my professional credentials, which are a PhD in psychology, make me a psychologist and a social scientist. So I integrate scholarship, science with spirit. I mix science and spirit in all the work that I do to help people find happiness, to help people find what is true, because the truth is that joy or bliss is our basic state. And what I do is I help people in my retreats, seminars, workshops, and one-on-one consulting to remember the truth of who they are and all that is and bring them back to their essential nature, which is joy. And I hope to share some of that with you today. And Bobby, I should tell you, I can't hear you right now, so I'll just keep talking until
I'm here. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I missed it for a minute. Put the phone down 1 second. Go ahead.
No problem. So how about I just share a little bit about what I'm doing right now? Would that be
Please
good?
Please do. That's okay. What we want to next anyway. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Well, one of the things I'm very excited about is I'm doing a international I Can Heal speaking tour in South Africa in May. And if any of our listeners have friends in Cape Town, I will be at the Treehouse and the Center of Spiritual Philosophy. You can come to my website, which we'll announce later, with those events listed. I'm also excited and gratified to be an official blogger now for Psychology Today. You can check me out as a happiness expert there. And I'm giving these exciting and delighting I Can Heal retreats this spring in Los Angeles. And the feedback I got from one of the clients in January was so sublime. She said it was worth more than any money could pay. And it was a solving balm to her lifelong emotional wounds. And it can be that for you, too. Another thing that I'm working on right now is writing inspirational music to uplift your spirit and put a smile on your face at IcanHeal.tv, which is our YouTube channel. And we are just put out a song called A Grudge Is Like a Window with a Smudge. And that is a song about forgiveness, which is thematically relevant. Yes. And as you know, I coach clients in Los Angeles. I just did a wonderful coaching session, and we did it actually in nature, and it was gorgeous. And if you want to do it in nature with me, if you're in L.A., we can do that. I also coach people internationally through Skype, and I have a book that came out, as Bobby knows, called The Gift of Cancer, a big part of which has been proven to increase happiness, available on Amazon.com at giftofcancer.com. And I also am an inspirational speaker, so I give keynotes, and my keynote on The Gift of Cancer has been proven to increase love of life, which is one of these factors that I believe Dr. Kelly A. Turner, in her book Radical Remission, has been able to show leads to, you know, help people get that radical remission. So happiness can be the key to your recovery if you are going through the cancer journey right now. I've been there, I've done it, and I made it through, and if I can, you can too.
Great, great. I want to apologize to you and my listeners that I didn't have the notes ready to introduce you the right way. I've introduced you before many times, and you're always great. Oh, so thank you for that. And I've just been I'm telling our listeners and you that I've got a new FM radio station in the Southern California area, 91.1. It was formerly a music station. A lady friend of mine bid with over 100 people, and she got it. They gave it to her because she's a CEO. She's a homeless CEO of a homeless project helping women find housing and helping women in general. She does great, great work, and she's so articulate that she was able to get the station. She won. But she doesn't know a whole lot about radio and asked me, would I help her? I said, absolutely. So I'm going to help put everything together, and we're going to have people like Dr. Wendy and others on the show, hopefully.
Yay!
We're still a few minutes away, months away, but we'll get there. And we're also going to find a way to get this online all over the world, because as we all know, online radio, online social media is bigger than radio, TV, and all the other things that are going out the door. Newspapers are just about out. They're dead. They're slowing down. So people are going more and more and more online. And so we want to do that too. And we want to, I know Dr. Wendy is really big on online, and she's doing a lot of things. So anyway, let me get to our next thought here, and let me reintroduce you, Dr. Wendy. I'm Bobby Elias. Let's Create a Better World. It's a show. We do a lot on healthy aging, body, mind, spirit. And this is Dr. Wendy Trainer, who you're listening to, as our guest today. And we're going to talk about forgiveness, happiness, love, and a few other things. At the end of the show, she'll give her contact information, and she does retreats. So I'm going to encourage you all to call her, stay in touch, ask questions, whatever. All right, let's get to the first thing, forgiveness. Let me just make a quick comment. Forgiveness is so important, because the opposite of forgiving people is you hold a grudge. Too many people hold a grudge, and they're mad at someone, and they won't forgive them. And that is really bad. As I said on the promo, this show is going to be showing you how you can change all these things, with the things I mentioned, love, happiness, forgiveness, and you can change your health. And Dr. Wendy will tell us, and she'll agree with the fact that these things are bad for your health. You're reversing your age limit. Instead of gaining 5 or 10 years of life by doing the right thing, you're going to lose 5 or 10 years by holding grudges, being all these things that we're talking about. We're going to give solutions, and right now she's going to give you some solutions on forgiveness. The forum is yours, Dr. Wendy.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Bobby. Well, let me just say that when we hold a grudge or we're feeling anger, in my experience, it's like we have poison in our veins. You know, you just aren't feeling yourself. And, you know, we don't want these toxic emotions to be in your body, because what happens is it blocks your love flow. And this is an idea. It's actually a hypothesis from a colleague of mine at UCLA, Dr. Francis Steen. In discussion with him, we were actually co-teaching a workshop in India on emotions, and it was his idea that when we feel a negative emotion like anger, that our natural joy energy flow, which would be expanding outward in all directions, is siphoned off such that we may feel it in a different part of our body, maybe in our chest, in our neck. And then our love flow is blocked, and so we can no longer feel the love and joy we are. And so from an energy standpoint, what we want to do is release the block so our energy can expand outward again, because that's what Dr. Steen at UCLA says. He says joy is energy expanding outward, and when we let the love flow, which coincides with that joy flow, we feel joy. I say joy is love of being, and love is our essential nature. So what's interesting is, can I tell a story, Bobby, about an amazing experience I had and how this block is real, this energy block is real in my own experience?
Please do.
Okay. I was, when I was undergoing my cancer experience, I went to a cancer center for free, where they help people for free. It was called the Wellness Community in Redondo Beach, now called the Cancer Support Community in Redondo Beach. Wonderful program where I learned yoga, and you can too. And while I was there, we did a Reiki session. And in order to receive Reiki, which is a form of energy healing, we had to also give it. And all you do, if you put your hands over the person who wants the Reiki energy healing, we don't touch them. We just have a positive, loving intention to help them heal or release what isn't serving them. And amazing things happened. And when I was there doing this, there was a woman who was lying down, and we all had our hands around her, having the positive, loving intention to help her heal. And you could, when I was looking at her face, you could see that her eyebrows were all bunched up. She was under a lot of tension. I would argue she was probably angry and had a resentment. And amazingly, while I was watching her face, I literally felt like a ball of energy had been flushed right through my head. People would call it the crown chakra, through my body. It was like I was a toilet that had been flushed with this ball of energy. And as that energy went through me and then released, the tension in her face completely released. And she was now healed of that siphoned off energy. She'd now released that resentment and now was letting the love flow go again, that joy expanding outward. And what's even more amazing is after that happened, I didn't realize I was clairaudient, but I actually could hear this man saying in my head, "Oh, it's okay, baby. Everything's okay." And I said, "Oh, well, I don't know what's going on, but I'll just repeat what I hear." And she said, "Oh, my gosh, that's my ex-husband." You know, he'd already crossed over. So apparently there was some resentment she'd held against him. And through this Reiki process, she was able to release it energetically. But forgiveness, as we know, and resentment and anger is not just an energy issue, because emotion is energy, love is energy. It's also a mental or thought issue as well as an emotional issue. And I want to talk for a moment about the forgiven world and why forgiveness is so important. I'm going to read, if you'll let me, Bobby, from
yes,
A Course
please,
in Miracles.
Please. Go right ahead.
So beautiful. Okay. Okay. The loveliness. Okay. So this idea is called the forgiven world. It says, "Can you imagine how beautiful those you forgive will look to you? It is no fantasy. Have you ever seen anything so lovely? This loveliness is not a fantasy. It is the real world, bright and clean and new, with everything sparkling under the open sun. Nothing is hidden here, for everything has been forgiven, and there are no fantasies to hide the truth. The bridge between that world and this is so little and so easy to cross that you could not believe it is the meeting place of worlds so different. Yet this little bridge is the strongest thing that touches on this world at all. This little step, so small it has escaped your notice, is a stride through time into eternity, beyond all ugliness, into beauty that will enchant you and will never cease to cause you wonderment at its perfection. All this beauty will rise to bless your sight as you look upon the world with forgiving eyes, for forgiveness literally transforms vision and lets you see the real world reaching quietly and gently across chaos, removing all illusions that had twisted your perception and fixed it on the past. The smallest leaf becomes a thing of wonder, a blade of grass, a sign of God's perfection." So the idea is we can all enter this forgiven world simply by making a subtle shift. And in the Course in Miracles, they teach that you ask for this willingness to see things differently. That's one way to go. In my experience, I've had two ways that I've been able to do forgiveness that I can teach you. One is simply to meditate. I don't even need to forgive. All I have to do is sit on my meditation cushion for an hour and meditate, feel the anger. I don't even really feel anger anymore. It's more of a cognitive anger because I've been meditating and doing yoga for so long. I've been doing yoga for 10 years now and meditating for, I believe, 7 years now. And so I don't feel anger anymore, but I'll feel cognitive anger, which is like a distant sunset. You're aware there's an angry cognition, but your body's not over-inflamed with the feeling. So I'll meditate on the angry thought, and then by the end of the session, that thought and the corresponding emotion that goes with it, because research shows that what we think is linked to what we feel, will have escaped my energy field and thinking. So meditation is a great way to forgive. And why does meditation work? Well, why meditation works as a mode of forgiveness is for the following reason, or so I believe, based on my own experience, which is that when we meditate, we get in touch with our essential nature, which is love, and discover that there is nothing to forgive because our essential nature is bliss. Love is blissful. So we already have what we want. We have love, we have bliss, we have joy. And because our essential nature, who we really are, some might call it our soul, but who we really are, stripped of all illusions, is what we really want. And because it is essential, we already have it and always will have it. So the reason why forgiveness works and meditation works is because no one can ever take our unhappiness away from us, because we are happiness itself. We are bliss itself. We are love itself. Therefore, no one can ever really harm us. And there's every reason for forgiveness. Now, for some of you, maybe meditation isn't your thing. You don't have a meditation practice. Well, I recommend you start with yoga. Yoga is how I got into meditation. It's a form of meditation, and it's active, and so it's easier, whereas meditation, what that I do is seated, and you sit on a pillow for an hour and just watch your thoughts and feel your feelings. But if you're like me, after doing yoga for 3 years, you'll want to do meditation, and then you can meditate and do your yoga every day like I do. And what happens is you become so close to your essential nature that emotions go through you very quickly. And if you're angry and you try to meditate out the anger and you're still angry, then you can do, as a last resort, which I had to do some years back, which is before I went to sleep, I called on the divine, and we're all divine, and I said, please help me forgive this person. And I went to sleep, and the next morning I woke up, and that energy of anger and resentment had completely left my field. So by the grace of the divine, we can also forgive. If we can't do it, we ask for that help from the light that we are, from that divine aspect of all.
Beautiful.
And that can be a way to forgive. Thank you,
wow.
Bobby.
No problem.
Right there.
I know you wanted to get deep into that issue because you have so much there, and I want our listeners to know that this is Dr. Wendy Trainer, who is talking to us, happiness coach, love. She's into so many different things, as you hear on the show. We're going to continue to talk about happiness, love, and more, stress, and a few other things, and how to be kind, how to be more patient. I'm going to talk about some of these things, and she will too. And I want to let our listeners know that Dr. Wendy does a lot of good things. At the end of the show, we'll give her contact information. And for those of you, I also want to announce, to let all of you listeners know that some of you already know, but for those that know people that don't have a computer or laptop or on the run and they're not near one, they can call a number on their phone and hear the show. The number is area 712-775-6850. At the end of the show, I'll give my number also, and I want you to continue to hear our show. Speaking of what Dr. Wendy just talked about, meditation and yoga are so, so important. They calm the mind down. They're so wonderful for you. Next week, we're going to talk about hypnotism with a great hypnotist, Christina Gilkes. She has got so many degrees and so much research, so much studies in the issue, the same as Dr. Wendy. Dr. Wendy's got degrees. She's got studies, research of, and really got this. She's a great happiness coach and love coach. In fact, her phone number is Yes Love. We'll give that to you at the end of the show. What a great phone number. And what I love about you, Dr. Wendy, is you're all we always talk about love. I mean, you and I, we tell each other, I love you. That's beautiful. We'll come to that love thing in a few minutes, but let's talk next about happiness. This adds so much to your life. And as I talked in the promo and as I promoted this particular show, I told our listeners that if they want to listen to the show today, they're going to learn how they can improve their health immensely by being happy and not depressed, sad, toxic, feeling bad, or letting things get to them. And so if you could follow up on that and just give your whole take. I know you've got a lot of paperwork and information on happiness. Go right ahead, Dr. Wendy.
All right. Well, I want to everyone to know that the secret to happiness is love. Getting our love flow going again is what will make us happy. So we want to love who we are, first and foremost. Because if we love who we are, then we can love everyone else. And I've heard, and you may have too, that not until we learn to love ourselves can we love everyone else truly. And I am a teacher of self-love. And as you know, yoga and meditation are great practices to get us back to our essential nature, which is love, and a great tool for cultivating self-love. Along with affirmation, I've done enough, I have enough, I am enough. It's one of my favorite affirmations. I wrote it, and you can write your own, too. So get that love flow going. Love who you are. Love who you're with. Love what you do. Very simple. And another idea for happiness that ties in with forgiveness and self-love is the idea of self-forgiveness. In the Course of Miracles, they make it very clear, just like in my own research that I had done in social psychology before ever reading the Course in Miracles, my research converged with the teaching in Course in Miracles, that a lack of self-love is the cause of depression, and that in order to find happiness in our lives again, we need to love ourselves. So we need to forgive ourselves if we feel guilt, if we feel shame about something. It could be something that happened 30 years ago and we're still feeling guilt or shame about it, any secrets we might have. Now is the time for us to release those secrets, to forgive ourselves, because guilt is a waste of our time and blocks our love flow. And remember, the past doesn't exist, only the present. And if we knew better, we would do better. So next time, we're going to make a better choice. And we've every reason to feel joy now. So let us just take a deep breath, and I will just guide us here. Let us all forgive ourselves for any grudge that we've held against ourselves, for any past wrongdoing. If we knew better, we would have done better. The past doesn't even exist. I forgive myself now, today, and forevermore. And may that love flow. Namaste, everybody. That means that which is divine within me honors that which is divine within you. Right. Another thing for happiness is to be loved. If you don't see love, doesn't matter how other people treat us, as long as we are treating others with love, we will continue to feel love. So a lot of people, if they've broken up from a romantic relationship, or if they just got dumped, may feel like, oh, my gosh, you know, there's no love in my life because this person dumped me, but that's not true. If you can stay connected to your heart, and if you can continue to feel love for this person and for all people, and you continue to be love for others, regardless of whether others are love for you, you will continue to feel love, and you will continue to feel joy. And this was a lesson I learned in my own life experience as communicated in my book, The Gift of Cancer, where I felt so unloved by the world. I felt so unloved that I even wished for cancer as a way to make an easy exit route from life because I was so depressed and I'd lost so much hope. Yes. And what's amazing is that that was the gift of cancer, was my wish came true. And I came to understand, the actual root of the problem is solution and what it means to be happy. And so self-love is the solution. Letting that love flow is the cause of our happiness. So let us love each other today.
Great. Well, Dr. Wendy, you know, your story is beautiful, and I want to let our listeners know a lot of people that have setbacks, they get depressed, they get upset, and they, something bad happens, death or divorce, or loss of job, and they get so deep, they think it's the end of the world. But you know what? It's not always the end of the world, because as you can see by not only Dr. Wendy, but our guest last week, people go through hell, and then they find ways of strength or the love or the happiness, the great spirit. It changes us, and we turn around, not all people, but quite a few can turn around and use that as a springboard to love, happiness, forgiveness, and just being a better person and living longer and just changing your whole life. And I know Dr. Wendy's done that. I know a lot of people. I've done it myself. I went through hell one time, and I had somebody I couldn't forgive in a marriage situation. It was so hard, and it took me a while to do that forgiveness. I forgave everybody else, but that one, woof, was really rough because I got killed in divorce. But I did. I finally did forgive that person, and to this day, we're friends and everything. You have to. Everybody has to. But let's get to more subjects there, but I want our listeners to know that this is a great subject. Last week we had, and Dr. Wendy will talk about the other subject we talked about last week, and that is using your own natural gifts for self-healing. But let me get a few more things in first before we go to that. On our show in the next 6-7 weeks, we're going to do a little bit on some of these things I'm going to mention right now. Reiki, reflexology, acupuncture, and more. Yoga. Meditation, we're going to go more into that because they're so important. Chinese medicine, Chinese exercises, those are really big time. There's so much out there in the world that's not just in the box of the United States. Too many of our Americans just, all they do is go by whatever they hear on TV or radio or newspaper or the church or their friends or the family. But it's a great big world out there, and social media is one way. But other ways, there's books, information. There's this radio station. This is the best radio station in the world, Progressive Radio Network. And our show, I've been told, is one of the best in the world. Let's create a better world, where we talk about all the things wrong in the world, and also the other things, healthy aging, body, mind, spirit, where we talk about all the issues like we're doing today, about self-love, forgiveness, and happiness. So, Dr. Wendy, the next subject is love, and you touched on it a little bit already, but let me say this. I know that when you and I talk, sometimes we say, I love you. I do that with friends, people. I know you do, too. You're a super love person. I have a couple of male friends. One was one of the producers of our show. His first initial was Jay. He and I, when we signed off, we said goodbye. It was, love you, man. Love you. I love you. Because we did. We loved each other as friends. That doesn't mean, you know, if you said this 30 years ago, they'd think you're gay. And you know, I mean, man to man, I'm saying. So it's okay to say I love you to anyone. I mean, I do it a lot. Me and my kids say it to each other all the time. We sign up, we say, love you. And so love, just say the word. Say it more often. Say, I love myself. Go to the mirror and say that. You know, you can do tricks and you can, which Dr. Wendy talked about affirmations. We talk about being grateful. In the morning, what I do is go in front of the mirror and say, I'm great today. I'm going to do this, do that, do that. And, you know, you remember Muhammad Ali, the great boxer, he would go out and tell the public on press, media, everywhere. He said, I am the greatest. He said that so much. A friend of his, Dr. Howard Bingham, his photographer, who I knew and talked to, said that he actually believed he was the greatest thing in the world. And in a sense, at the time, he was, you can almost say that, because the guy kept saying it, and he believed it, and he just, you know, so you can be what you are, what you say, what you think. Dr. Wendy, next subject is love. More about love, please.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, there's so much about love. If you want to rekindle love, should we talk about romantic love? Should we talk about agape love? Should we just talk about the love that you are? I want to share two ideas for romantic love. Can I do that? Okay, Bobby, I can't hear you, so I'm just going to share these ideas. If you are in a love relationship right now, and maybe things aren't going so well, maybe both of you have grudges against each other, and the love flow between you is getting blocked, two things that you can do to get the love flow going again. One is to hug each other and to hold each other for a long time.
Yes.
And I had read this somewhere. I do remember, Bobby, how many seconds. I think it was at least 4 seconds. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to hug the person. No. And I've noticed if one of you is shorter than the other, have one of you stand on a step. So you can both look at each other eye to eye, eye level. And then while you're hugging, you can't see each other. But then when you're done with your hug, you can look into each other's eyes, gaze into each other's eyes. And I had recently heard of a research that was done where couples did eye gazing, and they did it for an inordinate amount of time. I don't remember how long it was. It was like an hour or hours. And two out of the group of couples, probably there were 30 or so, but I don't recall the details, ended up getting married. Eye gazing is a very powerful way to reconnect your hearts. So try it. Try eye gazing for 2 minutes and just see how your love grows and slows and is rekindled again.
Wow, that's beautiful. Oh, God. This is such a great subject, and I just love talking to you, and I love you.
I love you.
And I love all our listeners.
Yes,
we love them all. This radio station loves you. I love you. This show loves you. And Dr. Wendy for sure loves you. Love is her middle name almost. She's this woman. happiness, love are just two things. And all the things she talks about are just so beautiful. And I really commend you. And, you know, you don't have to have all the degrees that she has in the research and the science. Just listen. You can learn from her. You can learn from our radio station. And there's ways to learn and upgrade your life and improve your life. But Dr. Wendy's talking about some great, great things. And if you want your friends to hear this show, you could hear it on the archives. It'll be on probably Monday. And the way to get in the archives is go to progressiveradionetwork.com or prn.fm. And then punch in this show. Well, no, if you punch in the word shows, not archives, the word S-H-O-W-S. And this is for you too, Dr. Wendy, because I know you have a lot of listeners that you're getting to hear this show and with you and our show. You go to progressiveradionetwork.com or prn.fm and punch in the name of the show, Let's Create a Better World. And then the date of the show that you want to hear. In this case, it would be today, Saturday, March the 12th. And then from there, you 19th, put the year into, why not? And then you can hear the show. You can hear previous shows. You can look at the archives. And there's so many ways to teach people and help people. And you can call Dr. Wendy. She'll give her information at the end of the show. But Dr. Wendy, I wanted to talk for you and I to talk about a few other things, and just hit on each of them for a minute or two, because I have about 4 or 5 things to talk about. And then, first of all, stress. So many people have stress, and I know you know quite a bit about it. And we talk about this on this show because stress kills. I mean, sugar kills, stress kills. Sleep, from new research is saying that if you don't sleep enough, that will kill you too. So there's so much to kill you. And we need to learn the opposites, and that's what we do on this show. So let's talk about stress. I see it all over the place. In this country, I believe we have more stressed people than any other country in the world, because the pressure, the problems we have, the job situation, the food situation, all the negatives that are happening in this country. But all over the world is stress. So the forum is yours. Let's talk about stress for a minute or two.
Okay, great, Bobby. Great question. Well, I want to first let everyone know that after I'd been diagnosed with cancer, I had lost my eyebrows, my hair, my husband, who was no longer living with me, my money, not that I had any, my house, not that I had one, but I'd been living with my spouse, and now we were separated. Point is, I'd lost everything material, but I discovered I was happy. Oh, I'd lost my identity and my job. That's what I'd lost. I had no money. I had no property. But I'd lost my identity, my job, and my spouse because he was living somewhere else. So what's interesting is that even though I'd lost all these material things, I discovered I was happy, and I discovered I was even happier than I had ever been. And I realized it's because in that moment, I had gotten all stress out of my life. As Bobby was saying, you know, stress is a killer. And, you know, stress is correlated scientifically with decrease in our immunity, which means the increased likelihood that we'll get sick, we'll get disease. And so we want to reduce the stress in our life. Well, I had consciously done that. And I did it in 3 ways. One was through what I call social context love, which I define as navigating ourselves into an unconditionally loving or accepting environment. So if you're at work and you're your boss is always telling you you're not doing enough and the coworkers are mean, that's very stressful. And you ideally want to be able to change jobs and navigate yourself into a healthy work environment. But if you can't, what I recommend is that you take a break every 3 hours from work to be with yourself and nurture yourself. When I was working in what I call the real world before I became a healing happiness expert, I was in the not corporate setting, but I was in an institutional setting, and I would do my yoga and meditation, or actually I wasn't meditating yet. I'd do my yoga, my journaling, and walking in nature before I'd get to work. 3 hours later at lunchtime, I would leave the office and I'd walk outside because I live in sunny California. And if you're in New York, somewhere cold, you can go to the gym or go to a cafe. But again, I would take that time to nurture myself and start telling myself how precious I am and how precious you are, and start focusing on your dreams and what you want to create in your life. Because you realize your life is not about your work. It's about you and your self-knowing, your knowledge, your self-growing. And then 3 hours later, at 4 o'clock, I'd combine 2 15-minute breaks into a 30-minute break, another walk break where I'd walk outside again. And so what was nice was by taking breaks every 3 hours, I could keep that love flow in my experience, even though I was working in a high-stress institutional setting. And you can do the same. You can take those breaks every 3 hours to walk outside or go to the gym and do some yoga and feel great. So stress, I define it as perceived conflict. And I define perceived conflict as either having what we want, having what we don't want, or not having what we do want. And it's simply the mind's perception that it doesn't have what it wants or that it has what it doesn't want, which creates stress, that cognitive experience, that is correlated or associated with the negative emotion that we feel that does, you know, does a job on our body. So I believe. I believe my cancer was emotional, and I do believe it was the anger inside me, the lack of self-love, and the stress that all contributed to my cancer. And if you're going through cancer, now is the time to heal any resentment and to reduce the stress in your life. And a great way to do it, again, is through this yoga and meditation, affirmation. You know, Louise Hay has this beautiful message. Oh, if you call Hay House, she says, all is well. And just to hear her say, all is well, I can feel it in every cell of my body. You can just feel there is nothing to worry about. So you can tell yourself, all is well, everything is as it should be. You know, even yesterday I was telling myself there are no mistakes, there are only learning experiences, learning opportunities. There's every reason for us to appreciate this moment, because remember, the past doesn't exist, only the present. The present is like a bridge over the river of time, and you can look upstream or downstream to the future or the past, but only the present moment really exists. So let us release the past. Let us release the future. No one knows what's ahead anyhow. And let us enjoy this moment. Let us all take a deep breath together. Breathe in. Breathe out. Ooh, and let us say, all is well. All is well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. I feel great. I do this every morning. We talked about this before, Dr. Wendy.
Yeah, the same things, Bobby. It's incredible.
I know, and so that's why I know I'm on the right track with one of my great love mentors like you.
Oh,
you are. You're beautiful, and I, you know, you've got so much experience and knowledge on this, and you study it, and you research it, and you talk about it on this show and other shows. So I just really admire you for all that. Okay, so we've only got a few minutes left. In a few minutes, we're going to give your contact information, and I want to give you 2 or 3 minutes, if I can, or maybe at least a minute, to give your final thoughts, but first, I just want to say this. Kindness, you know, you don't have to comment too much on this because we don't have much time, but kindness goes in line with one of the secrets to my success And I have some friends who want me to write a book about it as a networker. Everywhere I go, I make friends. I talk to people, whether I'm in the train or if I'm in the public, I'm at a restaurant, I'm at a bookstore, a health show. I go to people and start talking. And I say hi and make a comment about something that they're doing or something they're involved with. And they reply back. People are friendly if you give them a chance by saying something to them. So I open the doors to a lot of things. Then I give them my card or I tell them what I'm doing. And you know what happens, Dr. Wendy? Doing that, they come out and say, oh, really? And they'll tell me something that falls right in line with what I'm looking for or some things that can help me or can network with them on some things. I make friends all the time. One more quick story. I'm a dance teacher. I was giving dance lessons at this place, and these people came in. I didn't know who they were, but later I found out they were going to the 15 top dance teachers around, period, and I was chosen as one of them. So I saw them they were Japanese. Three of them, they were at the far end of the club. So I went to them, greeted them, said a few words in Japanese, and bowed, and I told them who I am and what I'm doing, and I would love you to join my class. I was real kind to them, because Japanese, they have manners. By the time they're two or three, these kids are unbelievable. So anyway, I took them to class. We did the whole class. I did a great job. They picked me out of the one person that they wanted to do a video. This is back 12, 13 years ago. And so we did a video on lessons, dance lessons. And they picked me because of all the things I just said, kindness, love, customer service, taking my time to make sure that they learn by telling them in simple words what to do. So this is for all of our listeners. A quick comment on that, and then we're going to get into your final thoughts and your contact information, because we got to wind it down. Go ahead.
Wonderful, Bobby. Great stories. Yes, I think, you know, if there's anyone who wants to get younger, I think kindness is a wonderful way to feel the love and joy we are again. I mean, keep eating healthy. We must eat healthy to stay young and keep exercising, meditating. As you probably heard, Deepak Chopra's done research on meditation that shows just doing it for a few days, your telometers or telometers, I don't know how to pronounce them, will grow.
Telomeres.
And those have been associated. Yes, you can pronounce them for me. But that's not kindness. That's being kind to yourself. Being kind to others, I believe, will extend your life. I don't have research to support that I've seen, but I do believe it, that love is the answer. And here's a quote from Roald Dahl. He says, if you have good thoughts, they will shine out of your face like sunbeams, and you will always look lovely.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. Okay, so give us your contact information, and let me look at the clock and see how much time we have to finish up. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Bobby. So I would love to hear from you. You can feel free to call me anytime on my line at 310-YES-LOVE. That's YESLOVE. That's 310-937-5683. And I invite all our listeners to join the I Can Heal movement at icanheal.org. That's icanheal.org. And I just want to encourage all of you to feel the love and joy you are by letting that love flow, by being kind to yourself first and foremost, and that kindness and love will spill out unto others. Thank you, everyone.
That's beautiful. Okay, let me see how much time we've got. Let's see, look at the clock. We've got about 2 minutes for your final thoughts, please. And try to keep it at two, because I got some other things I got to do. Go ahead.
Okay, two minutes. So our final thought is for today that you are the hero of your own life story and that nothing can bring you down. Why? Because the whole idea of a story is that there is a protagonist, a person who has a goal, who has to overcome obstacles to reach their goal, and then finally achieve their goal. And so whenever we have resentment or anger, it's because our mind thinks that our goal has been thwarted or our achievement of the goal has been thwarted, but that is simply not true because the ego mind thinks it's separate, but the truth is we are love, we are whole, and we are happy. Bliss is our basic state. So there is nothing that anyone on the planet can do to us to take away our inherent joy, and therefore there is every reason for forgiveness.
Beautiful. Wow. That's great. Well, Dr. Wendy, this is wonderful, and we're going to tell our people to go to the archives and hear not only your show but some other shows. And we just love you. And, you know, I'm going to be talking to you about this new FM radio station that we're going to be having. We're working to get it together right now, and I'm going to want your love and support and thoughts and help along with and your great work. So we're going to be in touch
Excellent.
With you and all that. Yeah. So
I thank can't you. Wait gonna... to contribute. Thank yes, you, that... Bobby, for having me. Thank you, listeners. Bless you all.
You're beautiful, and I love you.
I love you.
All right. And we love all our listeners, too. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Wendy. Okay, so let's. I want to make a few announcements to everyone. I announced earlier, and I'm going to repeat it again. There's a Natural Products Expo West. It's and there's one in the East Coast coming up in September. But the one this weekend, it's on now. It started yesterday, Friday, the 11th. It's on today, the 12th, and it's on tomorrow. Now, most of you cannot go. It's a trade show. It's possible to go, but you've got to have connections with a retail outlet or a health store or something of that nature. But you can check the website, look at it. But those of you, and I know we have a lot of listeners in the East Coast, in New York and all around, too, you might want to go to this one in Baltimore, Maryland. I do want to admit that it's not a pure holistic health show. It's a trade show. But the good news is this, and I heard this at a show a year ago, one of the great talks that I wanted to be sure to hear, how health is expanding. From 2012 to 2015, in 3 years only, the health movement in the way of sales of health products of all kinds doubled. That's incredible. That is beautiful. And you think it's not going to double again in 3 or 4 more years? It will. This is great. I'm into all the things that are getting more and more popular. Everything we talk about on this show is getting well-known and more popular on social media and everywhere. I'm talking about the health shows, health products, body, mind, spirit, how to heal yourself, how to live longer. These things are getting out there in the open. Organic movement, veganism movement. These are all coming open, wide open, and more people are hearing about them. So here's the lineup for the next few weeks as I wind down this show here. Next week, that would be, today's the 12th, the 19th of March, we're going to have Christina Gilkes. She's a famous, a great, great hypnotist, as well as many other things to do with body, mind, spirit. She does so much wonderful, and I talked to two different people that are in the same field as her, and they said they're actually learning from her because she does seminars and teaches healers about all these wonderful things that they can do besides this is not the medical industry, this is the healing medicine, healing way of helping people get well, which is a very popular way, and this is growing too. So then the 26th, one of my favorite guests of all time, and that is Ellie Sachs. She runs the Gentle Barn in Santa Clarita, California. It is the number one recluse place in the world. They have a place in Tennessee now, and her goal is to have an animal recluse, an animal shelter, a place for animals that are abused to go and stay and get rehabbed in every state in this country. That's her goal. I hope she meets it, and I'm here to help her too, by the way. And this is, she'll be on the 26th, talking about animals, love, being a vegan, about all things going on wrong in the world and what we can do about them. This is truly going to be a combination of let's create a better world and about health and about animals and veganism. So that's the 26th. On the 2nd of April, we have Sonia Grace. She's a great person with great predictions. It's going to come on and give her predictions on the fact, and I'm with her. We've heard of so many stories on this station and other stations and people coast to coast and different on Progressive Radio Network saying this. They believe we're getting ready for disasters, depression, recessions, money falling apart, people falling apart, business falling apart. And you know what? they're right to some degree. But our guest and myself on April 2nd are going to tell you why it may not be as bad as they're saying and what's going to happen and what's going to happen after that. 10 years from now, 15 years from now, there's going to be some good things coming up in this world. So be sure to listen to that show. All right. My name is Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world. We're here every single Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern time, with body, mind, spirit, with solutions to the world's problems. We're going to be talking about in April, we're going to be talking a lot about the Earth Day, Earth Week, Earth Month, about all the things going on with the planet Earth, climate change, global warming, how the oceans and the fish and the sea life are dying and everything's falling apart. It's getting pretty bad, but there's hope. So be sure to listen to us on that, the month of April. All right, another announcement, my phone number. If you want to get a hold of me for any reason, 323-770-1925. All right, I want to thank our New York producers, producer Jason, our engineer today, Jesse, great jobs, both of you. Our producers in L.A., our producer Stuart Hassel did a great bit of work this past week. He's a workhorse. Lydia has also helped us a lot. We're going to the health show this weekend. I want to thank Dr. Wendy Trainer, our great guest on love and happiness. I want to thank you, the listeners. Thank you so much. Let's see if we can go out with the great world that we have. This is a song. It's beautiful. We are the world. Thank you. We are the children. We are.